Woody and Jim in the morning, podcasting our little hearts out. This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end, and now they start talking. Totally hits, totally Nashville. Hello, it's the Woody and Jim show on 93.3 FM.
I gotta admit, I am one of the people that doesn't make any sense, because there's something happening to our language that is really messed up, and everybody's doing it, including myself. So I noticed it last night. I was watching an interview on YouTube with like some researcher about nature and stuff, and we feel used the words like, yeah, no, as an answer.
Which is like two opposite things.
Like here's some examples. Like sometimes it was just conversationally.
Yeah, no. So as we're talking about tortoiseshells are awesome.
Yeah. And then she And then she used it as like when she got a compliment, she said
We all worked really hard on that, so thanks.
Yeah, no. And then, like, when they were even saying goodbye to her, she said it.
Yeah, no. So it's been great talking to you guys, but I got to head off now. Yeah.
Why do we do this? It doesn't make any sense.
All right.
And I'm guilty of it.
I have to admit I do it, too. I found somebody on TikTok who might be able to explain why we do that.
Like, what is it? I mean, she's from... I think she's from Australia. Like, the whole world is doing
it. It's all upside down in Australia. It's coming up. 93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning. The band's so nice, they named them twice. Duran Duran. So, we were just talking about, as a species, we are totally ruining our language.
What is wrong with us? And
What's wrong with us?
I'm just as guilty. I am not blaming anybody else, because I do this too, is we've started to use two words that are opposite meanings together whenever we answer questions or in conversations, like, hey, are you going to the Sounds game tomorrow night? Yeah, no, like, we're going to,
We say, yeah, no, which means two opposite things.
Right. And, like, people seem to, like, not notice. And I know I do it too, and I don't even understand, like, what it means when somebody says it. Like, I mean, there's like, sometimes they add an extra one, like, where they go, yeah, no, yeah, or...
Like, you're having an argument in your own head about
it's
it.
It's like, yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah, or no.
Like, yeah, no, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Would you like ground pepper on your salad? Yeah, no. Yeah. Like, is it?
Right. Like, is there going to be war in the Middle East? Well, yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm at a loss.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how this happened. I don't know why I do it, and I don't understand it.
But we all do it.
But we do it.
We just do it.
You said you had...
I found a lady on TikTok who will hopefully clear this all up of why we do the thing.
All right.
Yeah means yeah. No means no. No yeah means sure. Yeah no. Means no. Yeah, no, for sure. Means yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Means yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Means that's complete bullshit. Yeah, no, yeah. Means I'm willing to do it. No, yeah, no. Means there's no way I'm doing it.
Well, that certainly cleared it all up.
I'm more confused than I was before.
Was that a good explanation? Yeah, no. Yeah. Keep track when you get to work or school, wherever you're going today. Keep track of how many times people say that, because we all do it constantly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Go ask somebody a question, just casually. Like, go to the company picnic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah.
Totally ready for gender wars.
Brought to you by Going Postal. In Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
We mentioned that if you win Gender Wars, you get a certificate of bragging that will put your name on.
Yes.
You can show to all your friends.
Exactly.
We had an interesting Facebook comment from Madonna saying, I, like so many other thousands of peeps, actually, Having you back on the radio in the morning, plus playing the songs of my generation, is better than anything. It's a perfect fit, like toothpaste to a toothbrush, like toilet paper to a toilet, or like tires on a car. Thanks, Cromwell Media. Oh, how about that?
Wow,
she needs to be our agent.
She's a wordsmith, too.
All right, we are ready to play our game now. For the ladies in the audience, we have Julie in Nashville. Hey, Julie.
Hi.
Good
Welcome
luck to
the show.
And for the guys, we have
Jeremy in Spring Hill.
Hey, Jeremy.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Very good. All right, let's do a Get Acquainted question. Just to get you warmed up, let's start with you, Julie. What movie have you probably seen more than any other movie in your life?
16 Candles.
Oh, classic.
Do you still get goosebumps when the hot guy is waiting for it at the end?
That's the part I watched on YouTube over and over and over. My tape was broken.
Oh, that's right. Still on VHS. All right. Jeremy, what about you? What movie have you seen more times in your life than any other movie?
Well, common logic suggests I should say Star Wars, but that's actually not true because after every single day in, I think it was eighth grade, I came home and put on the Batman 1989 VHS tape. So it has to be Batman with Michael Keaton.
Nice.
I think he, I'm going to go out on the limb here. He was the best Batman.
The one true Batman.
He was the one true Batman.
All right.
Second maybe only to Adam West. Okay.
No points for the Get Acquainted question, that was fun. Let's get into the game. You each start with a multiple choice question. Don't forget, you have a screw. If you don't know the answer, you don't think your opponent knows it, you can yell out screw and we'll give your question to them.
All right. Here we go. Julie, multiple choice. Are the Spurs, are they a basketball team from Sacramento, San Antonio, or Seattle?
Screw.
Oh, using the screw up. Look
girly.
Out.
Okay. This is always a dangerous proposition.
Okay, Jeremy, it goes to you. The Spurs, where are they from? Sacramento, San Antonio, or Seattle?
I know this because we had a convention one time in San Antonio, and I actually went to a game, the San Antonio Spurs.
All right. That is correct.
You got it. And, Julie, and a nice backstory to go with it.
Yeah, that did not work out for you. Jeremy gets a point before his even first official question comes. And here it is, Jeremy. Multiple choice. Is Disney Princess Aurora the star of Sleeping Beauty, The Little Mermaid, or Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast.
It's a Sleeping Beauty princess. Okay, it's 1-0, Jeremy. Julie has a chance to get right back in it.
Julie, Goldfinger was a bad guy in what series of action movies?
That was James Bond?
It is James Bond. Good job.
All right. All tied up. Can Jeremy retake the lead? Let's see. Jeremy, which brand of hair color says you should use their product because you're worth it?
Pantene?
Pantene. No, we were looking for L'Oreal. L'Oreal.
Okay, still tied up one apiece. Julie, Yingling. Yingling is a brand of what?
Beer
is right.
Of course it is.
Look at Julie go.
All right, Julie's got a 2-1 lead. Jeremy, you need this one to send the game into overtime.
Dun, 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 dun.
Name the twice-baked Italian cookie usually served with espresso or a glass of dessert wine.
Biscotta?
Yes!
Yeah, we're going to give it to you. It's biscotti, but, regional dialects. Who knows? Right. We're giving that to you. It is a tie game.
Wow. We have to break that tie with Name That Tune with lyrics.
That's right. Up to 5 lines of lyrics to name a song, and we'll go ladies first. Julie, out of 5 lines from the song, how many do you think you'll need to name the song we're looking for?
I'll go for 5.
All right, all 5. Jeremy, you want to go for less or just make her do
I will go. I'll make her go.
Okay.
All right.
You get 5 full lines of the song lyrics, and you have to give us the name of the song.
Let's see if you can name it. Here they are. I shall perform them for you dramatically.
Please do.
Julie, who can it be knocking at my door? Go away. Don't come around here no more. Can't you see that it's late at night? I'm very tired and I'm not feeling right.
Who can it be now?
Oh, you sang it. Everything. Nice. Right. Well done. Good job.
Two excellent contestants. You guys made a game of it.
You did. And Julie, for your efforts, you get a personalized certificate of bragging that we're going to send to you, and you can impress all your friends with.
Jeremy, thanks for playing.
This is a lot of fun.
Julie, you hang on. Let's do Gender Wars again tomorrow morning, a little after 7 o'clock.
All right, we got your three things you want to know this morning.
Lord of the Rings fans, rejoice this morning, because hobbits were real. Archaeologists have actually gone to a tiny island in Indonesia.
Yeah?
And they have found a small bone that belonged to tiny adult humans that they say were hobbit-sized.
Really?
So there were hobbits.
Wow.
Real hobbits on this island. They lived apparently 700,000 years ago alongside, like, Komodo dragons, and they say giant rats the size of elephants.
Wow.
So,
I mean, through the process of evolution, I still have hobbit feet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You've retained that gene.
Yeah. I go to get my, a pedicure, people run.
Yeah. what you got?
This is interesting. A guy won a free ticket to Disneyland for their 30th anniversary. This is in 1985.
Okay.
So he won that, and so he said, this is a cool souvenir.
Nice.
He put it in a scrapbook and left it there for 39 years. Until his daughter said, let's go to Disneyland. He goes, thought of it, and goes like, wow, I wonder if they'll still accept this ticket. Because at the time to get into Disney World in 1985, it cost $19. Now it costs like $200.
Right.
At least to get in there.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they did. They honored the ticket and let her in.
Oh, that's a good story.
That's
all
cool.
Right.
Kind of like that.
Good job. Hey, speaking of Disney, they own Deadpool now, and that is the biggest movie of the year so far.
Totally.
It is just making, I think they've already crossed, at least internationally, $1 billion. So Deadpool and Wolverine, it's still filling theaters. And in one theater, I love the idea of this because it's so stupid. A bunch of people named Ryan decided they were going to fill the theater. So every single person watching Deadpool and Wolverine was wearing a red t-shirt. Their actual names were Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Like, you could check their IDs.
Ah.
And they invited one guy to be Wolverine. And this here's an audio of somebody who was at the theater where it was all Ryans in the Deadpool movie.
We filled an entire theater with people named to support a fellow Ryan's new movie. Ryans were wearing Ryan-themed t-shirts donated by Ryan.
Thank you, homage Ryan!
Helped a bystander legally change her name to Ryan.
Ryan! Ryan! Ryan!
And since Ryan invited a Hugh to join his movie, we invited one Hugh to join our theater.
The truth is, we wouldn't let just any Hugh come to our event. You want to tell them your full name, Hugh?
My actual name is Hugh Ryan.
Oh, my God, that is so awesome.
I think they had the best time. I mean, like, I had a great time going to see the movie.
Oh, yeah.
They had the best time ever.
If you've seen the movie, which you need to if you haven't seen it yet, abandon your family and go see it as soon as possible. You're going to be singing this song the rest of the day. 93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. It's the new home of Woody and Jim in the Morning. Thanks for tuning in. If you just stumbled upon us, here we are. We get up early like you do.
Yeah. We have same problems as you, too.
Yes.
I got to tell everybody here, I need your help.
Okay.
All right. Our dishwasher went on the fritz.
Uh-huh.
It's not working right now. All the warning lights came up. It has all the error codes. It's flashing every one of them.
Okay. DEFCON 4.
Yeah, totally. And so, we've decided, all right, well, this month is a little tight. Can't really afford to pay $150 just to have somebody come out and look at it.
And say it's broke.
Yeah. So we've decided to just close it and wash our dishes by hand.
So you're the dishwasher now.
I am the dishwasher. That's
okay.
Right. I just put a big LG on the front of my body. But here's what happened. So out of force of habit, I had a dirty plate. And this morning I go to put it away and I forgot that the dishwasher doesn't work.
Oh, so you loaded your dirty plate into the dishwasher.
I opened it up.
Oh, no.
And I cannot tell you the smell and the green fumes that seem to emanate from there. It stank so bad, like sewers are jealous. I mean, it makes the fragrance counter at Dillard's smell like... It's just like if it had a butt, a dog wouldn't sniff it. It's so bad. And it's so bad. I had to light candles in the kitchen for about a half hour to like burn the smell away. So I don't know how to get rid of the stink before we eventually have it fixed.
Right.
Because I'm going to forget again, especially in the morning when I'm tired and my coffee hasn't kicked in.
Right.
I've thought about like what are the ideas? You know, like they always say, oh, put like an open box of like baking soda.
Baking soda is supposed to absorb odors, yeah.
Right, but I'm like, do they sell a box? It's like 6 feet wide. Cause I think I need a lot of it.
You can get them at Sam's Club.
I need like a gross of odor eaters to just like open up real quick and just shove them in there for a while.
Those little pine trees you hang from your rearview mirror, just put a bunch of those in there.
Yeah.
And you're just
like a thousand of them.
It'll be like just sickeningly pine smell.
I can't tell you how bad it smells. It's not even the smell sometimes, it's the burning of my eyes from the smell that has developed inside there.
If you have any suggestions of what Jim might do, please give us a call.
It's
615-553-0933. Or, you know, the other alternative is just move.
You just sell your house.
Or just put a sign out front that says "Squatters Welcome." We are ready for Christmas in August. Brought to you by the Margaritaville Hotel in Nashville. Distinctly Margaritaville, decisively Nashville.
The prize is so good.
I know.
If you're the grand prize winner for the week, you're going to get yourself tickets in the suite, the Eurostone suite, to see Chris Stapleton on Saturday, and you're going to get a, you know, VIP parking pass.
Which is very cool.
Yeah, this is, I mean, and he's just so good.
He is.
What a show to see.
All right, we have Ashley on the line in Murfreesboro. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
We're doing great. How are you?
Fantastic.
Excellent.
How are you listening in Murfreesboro? Are you listening to the app? Are you listening to 95.1?
I'm on 95.1.
All right.
Religiously every morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's a lot of people living in the borough don't, you know, know that you can actually listen on 95.1. It comes in super strong. So
we're everywhere. We come out of chain link fences in Murfreesboro.
Exactly. Yeah. Glad you're with us. So this silly Chris Stapleton contest that we've put together is called Christmas in August, and we're going to have you open up one of these two presents, number one or number two. We'll open it up. If there's a staple inside, then you're qualified to win that huge grand prize of the suite tickets to see Chris Stapleton.
Where you can have your own bathroom, which is great. All right, so awesome. Would you like us to open present number one or number two?
Let's go with present number two.
Number two, okay.
All right, let me see.
It's so festive in here. It's like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Oh, I look inside, and there's a staple in it.
There's a staple in it!
And that means you've now got a 1 in 5 shot. One of the people who gets a staple this week is going to win the tickets in the suite. So you're in it. Congratulations, Ashley.
Very cool.
You will be notified Friday if you get to go see the show on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to have the grand prize winner at the end of the week.
Thank you guys so much.
93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. Loving the music we're playing. It brings back such wonderful memories. A little backstory, a little Woody and Jim show history.
The band you just heard, The Outfield.
The Outfield. They're from Australia. They're really awesome. They were performing at an outdoor concert we were hosting.
Yes.
And what happened was,
we were backstage and we were really thirsty and we had no access to like refreshments.
Right. There was no beer backstage for all the DJs. So they had in their dressing room Foster's beer from Australia. And so when they went on stage to perform, we went in their dressing room
and
took all their beer. They get off the stage. They walk into the area where all of us were standing. And they say, did you guys take our beer? And we said, nope.
It's a true story.
Some living history of the Woody and Jim Show.
That's going to make the memoir.
The Woody and Jim Show, 93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. Up next, we're going to tell you what's the best time during the day to weigh yourself.
Do we really want to know accurately what we weigh?
Let's distract ourselves with the song that helped Julie win gender wars.
Yes.
Eerie, huh? 93.3 FM. It's Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, the new home of Woody and Jim in the morning. We're having fun.
Yeah. So,
thanks for being with us.
You know, we were just finding this thing that says, like, you know, what doctors say is the best time of day to weigh yourself if you want to get an accurate result. You know, and you shouldn't, by the way, public service announcement, don't be a slave to the scale.
Yeah.
But if you need to know, or like your doctor is curious, yeah, or whatever.
If you're trying to diet or something like that, maybe, yeah, you want to check your own progress.
See how you're doing.
Yeah.
There is a specific time of day. But beforehand, Woody, I know. We've known each other. We've both, you know, done this on diets and stuff where, mm-hmm, like, you know, because you want the lowest number.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, nobody says, like, yeah, I want it to go up. Rarely does that happen.
One out of 1 million people, yeah, might say that.
So, like, let's get real.
Okay.
The real tricks to get a lower weight on scale.
Okay.
You know what they are.
Yeah. You got make sure you pee.
Yeah. And also, the other one.
And be, you know, either naked or very light clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exhale.
Yeah, exhale.
Because the air is heavy.
Yeah, and evacuate.
Exactly.
I'm
going to
use the word evacuate.
Yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
Being do number one and number two
everybody
before you step on the scale.
That.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
There's probably some tips out there that people have thought of that we've never even imagined.
Yeah.
You know, those are actually things that are in this thing from my newsfeed.
Even the thing about exhaling.
No, they didn't mention exhaling.
All right.
But they did also say, you know, also make sure you haven't chugged some water before you get on the scale. Because after all, that's going to affect it. But they say the best time is in the morning.
Yeah, before you've started eating.
Exactly. Because I guess it's giving your body the chance to properly digest everything that you ate and drank the previous day, leaving your stomach relatively empty.
Hmm.
So in the morning is when you should look at the scale and then start cursing.
That's right. And then destroy your body the rest of the day, as we do. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show, helping you turn that frown upside down. Something uplifting to help you change your mood.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
When a bride is walking down the aisle at her wedding, she's usually very nervous, hoping things won't go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But not this bride. This bride decided, while she walked down the aisle towards her future husband, she was going to sing. She had a microphone and music, and as she walked down, she confidently belted out a tune. I know you're thinking, this could be cringy.
It could be.
This could be awkward. This could be embarrassing.
I'm bracing myself.
But is it? Here is the audio.
She's really good.
She's good. I know. I'm surprised this didn't happen in Nashville.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, there's so much talent everywhere.
Huh.
But, yeah, what an entrance,
and
right?
That song, did she do the whole song?
She did the whole song.
Wow. Which
I don't know if she walked really slowly or they had to, like...
Because it's like a five-minute song.
They had to roll that, like, you know, the bridal carpet out to, like, about a mile and a half because it's, like, 4 minutes.
Wow.
But, yeah, she did the whole thing, which maybe a little too much.
Yeah.
But still, you got to applaud the talent, and she makes us happy, and she's changed our mood.
Three things you want to know. America, the richest country in the world, perhaps, or also the cheapest. If you win a gold medal and you're an American, gold medals, every country always gives an actual bonus to the athletes that win a gold, silver, or bronze medal. Yeah. In America, you only get $38,000 for a gold medal. That sounds like a lot. But then you compare it to Hong Kong, where they get $768,000 for a gold medal.
That's a big difference.
But then again, have you ever seen anybody from Hong Kong win a gold medal? Maybe they can just promise
that.
Oh,
they win gold medals.
Do they?
Yeah, it happens.
I don't know what category.
If you would like free trees, the city of Nashville is giving away free trees.
I actually heard this was happening, yeah.
Yeah, they'll actually send them to you, and they'll also send you, like, here's how to do it, here's how to plant it, and send you reminders of, like, when you should, like, water it or give
really?
It some, yeah.
That's actually
that
very cool.
They just want more trees growing in Nashville. It's good for, you know, the
everything.
Air and
yeah.
pollution and all that kind of stuff.
Very cool.
So, you know, get the Metro Hub Nashville app for your phone. It's probably one of the easier way to do it.
Nice.
So they'll send it to you if you're a Davidson County resident.
Okay. Now, I mentioned this before. That if today is the day you're driving, it may be too late to warn you right now. But it's the worst day, according to statistics. August 7th is the day nationwide where more accidents take place than any other day during the year.
That's weird.
According to Next Base, a dash cam company that's keep track of everything.
Oh, okay. All right. So they probably have the, yeah, all the data comes to them. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, oh, there's a crash. And they happen today.
Yeah. There's no, they don't give a reason why. It's just, it happens today. So,
you know, I don't know.
I'd say, you know, get parked safely at work, hide under your desk for a few hours, and then, you know, come out later.
Stay home if you got those work from home deals. You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Just don't leave the house.
Injuries could happen in your bathroom, too. So, you know, be careful. Good news, everyone. It's only going to be 87 today. So it's going to be hot, but not the living hellscape we had yesterday.
Bring a sweater.
Producer Sean is out sick today, so we've had to produce ourselves.
Yes.
Which has been very difficult.
Oh, my
God. But stepping up for a nugget of wisdom in lieu of Sean, Jim has it.
Light bulbs were such a good idea. They became the symbol for good ideas.
Whoa.
And as you figured that out, a light bulb appeared above your head.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.